T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Six forty-six, 14 before 7, Wednesday morning, January 19th, highs of 72. It's not going to be this warm again for about 10 days, so get ready. Windy and colder tomorrow, highs of 48. Then Friday is going to be the worst day, 39 for a high and some precipitation. Then Saturday and Sunday, the weekend, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Tim Zimmer brought us back with the police, and I'll be watching you, and everybody's watching what's going on the border between Ukraine and Russia, and what's happening with the troop buildup, et cetera, and how involved are we going to get, if at all. Chris Miller joins us, not the news Chris Miller. Chris Miller, we have a news guy here, just so you know, Professor. Chris Miller, assistant professor at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. Good morning, Professor Chris Miller. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. So I think the end of this story is that we're not going to do anything other than maybe sanctions if Russia decides to invade Ukraine. Explain to us, if you will, the underpinnings. Put it all in context for us as to what happened to lead us to where we are with Blinken, the Secretary of State, meeting with Russia in Switzerland.
What Russia is trying to accomplish is to restore the sphere of control in Eastern Europe that it lost 30 years ago when the Soviet Union collapsed. And that means control over countries like Ukraine. And the problem that Russia faces is that most of these countries don't want to be part of Russia's sphere. They want to have their own independent policy and not have to listen to the Kremlin. And Russia's unhappy with that, and it's deployed over 100,000 troops on Ukraine's border, threatening war unless Ukraine, Europe, and the United States give Russia what it wants. And its specific demands are not only that Ukraine change its constitution to give Russia a bigger voice, but also that the U.S. and Europe agree that Ukraine will never join NATO. And the West has been unwilling to give Russia any of these demands, and so Putin right now faces the decision either to back down or to go to war.
So why is this our business at all?
Well, I think the key question is, will we face negative consequences if there's a massive war in Europe with tens of thousands of troops violating internationally recognized borders? And the answer is yes. There will be major economic consequences. There will be huge refugee flows across Europe and potentially more broadly. And it would set a very dangerous precedent that anyone can invade their neighbor without any consequences. So we've got a lot at stake. Now, no one thinks that we're going to be sending U.S. military forces to deal with the issue, but it's also wrong to say that it's far away, so it doesn't matter to us. In fact, the consequences of this would be pretty dramatic, not only for Europe, where we've got lots of interests, but also for the entire world.
So what would the consequences be for Europe? And I guess the back question for that, or the backstory, would be, does Putin have any intention of invading anywhere in Europe, or is this just about Ukraine and maybe trying to reconstruct the old Soviet Union? Talk about that, if you will, Professor.
If Putin doesn't have any intention of invading a NATO member or any countries in Central and Western Europe, but he does want to reestablish this sphere of control in Eastern Europe, and he's willing to use military threats as well as political pressure to achieve this. And the problem is that it does extend beyond simply Ukraine. There are other countries that Russia wants in its sphere of influence. And the more successful Russia is in bullying these countries, the broader its appetite is going to become. And we've long experience of how destabilizing it is to have Russia rule over half of Europe, how problematic that was for the U.S. during the Cold War. And there's no interest at all in seeing that resurrected, which is why the U.S., as well as all of its European allies, have been pretty resolute in telling Putin that he's got to back down, he's got to withdraw his troops, and that war would be a disastrous decision for Russia to undertake.
Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. We're talking to Professor Chris Miller, not newsman Chris Miller, assistant professor at the Fletcher School at Tufts University, about the tensions with Russia. And when you get right down to it, I wonder what can we do? The professor will explain when we come back. 6:51, 9 till 7, time for traffic now on WWL. 6:56, 4 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, as if we didn't have enough to worry about. Tensions with Russia and the United States and NATO over Ukraine. We're talking to our friend who's been on with us before, Professor Chris Miller, not the newsman, assistant professor at the Fletcher School of Tufts University. Professor, I love to get the audience involved, and I'm getting a couple of texts here. So let me pass them along, if I may. Please ask the professor how this pertains to Russia's recent intervention to the unrest in Kazakhstan, and that has a lot to do with a railway in conjunction with the Chinese, does it not?
Yeah, the key thing that connects Kazakhstan and Ukraine is that both were part of the former Soviet Union. And when that collapsed and Russia lost its empire, Russia was very dissatisfied and wanted to find ways to build it back. And there's, I think, no question that what we're seeing today is a resuscitation of this desire for Russia to have a sphere of countries that it controls around its border, and not just a sphere of friendly countries, but a sphere of countries that Russia can call the shots over and make demands on, even when those countries don't agree with it. And we saw that in Kazakhstan in the past couple of weeks. We see it in Belarus. We see it in Armenia. There's many countries on Russia's border that face constant pressure from the Kremlin to follow the Kremlin's wishes.
Another text comes in. I've heard talk on cable about Russia getting more involved in Cuba and Venezuela. Is there anything to that, or is that wild speculation? They already have been involved in Venezuela, and they've gotten involved in Cuba, too. I guess I mean more involvement.
That's right. The Russians have threatened that they'll place troops or military equipment in Cuba and Venezuela. I think this is more empty threat than reality. Even if they do place some military forces, it's not going to meaningfully change the military balance or threaten the United States. The Russians are trying to find ways to put pressure on the U.S. to try to get us to give them concessions in Europe. And the reality is that Russia doesn't have that many tools to threaten us with other than that claiming it's going to put military forces in various countries around the world. And Russia knows that putting its military in the Western Hemisphere has in the past made Americans worry. But in reality, I think this is something we shouldn't take too seriously.
What tools do we have with which to threaten Russia?
Well, we've got a lot of tools to threaten Russia, and the reality is that although Putin looks tough, he's in a weak position. He's got a military that is overburdened in multiple wars. He's got an economy that is very weak at home, and he's, despite Russian efforts to create a sphere of countries that they control around them, in fact, Russia's got a set of rivals on nearly every border. Most of Europe thinks that Russia is an adversary, not a friend, and this is something that Putin himself and his policies have created. When you look at Ukraine in particular and the threat of the Russian invasion there in the coming weeks and months, the U.S. has a number of things it can do. One, it's already threatened very severe economic sanctions on Russia if, in fact, Russia invades. Two, the U.S. is trying to help build up Ukraine's military capacity so Ukrainians can defend themselves. And three, the U.S. can provide even more military equipment to the Ukrainians so that if a war happens, Ukrainians will be able to stand up a bit more effectively to the Russians. The problem is that the Russians have one of the most capable militaries in the world. And so in a fight, the Ukrainians aren't going to win on the battlefield. But the Ukrainians want to put up a fight and impose costs on the Russians if they do try to invade.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.